Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Believing in Jesus as God's Son and as Lord and Savior of the world is fundamental to the teachings of the Bible. The purpose in preaching the good news or the gospel of Jesus Christ is to bring lost souls back to God. Salvation promised by Jesus provides a hope of living with God after this life is over. We preach the saving grace of Jesus Christ to lead as many as possible into heaven. Our Bible will lead us into a wonderful relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith,
faith, hope, and charity.
That's
the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
When we study the teachings of Jesus Christ, we find Him sharing some principles on how we should be living our lives here on this earth. Accepting the invitation of Jesus to be saved from our sins includes not only a hope of eternal life, but also a dedication to living a righteous life here on this earth. Many of the instructions found in the New Testament are directed to Christians as we endeavor to live the life of a disciple. Living by faith is to live by the principles that Jesus has set for His followers. One of the reasons why Christians continue day after day, year after year, to study the Bible is to be reminded of all the principles Jesus has left for us to follow. When Moses delivered the Ten Commandments from God to the Israelite nation, he immediately invoked this obligation upon them that's recorded in Deuteronomy 6:1-9. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And these words, which I am commanding you today, shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. These instructions given by Moses to Israel were to impress upon them the importance of keeping God's commands. All the children were to be taught by their parents the commands of God on a daily basis. The Ten Commandments had instructions in them that would govern the behavior of the earthly life of God's people. The Israelites were to observe a day of rest and make it holy every week. They could not set up and worship any idols. They could not use God's name in vain. Among God's people, there was to be no false testimony, lying, stealing were forbidden. Sexual immorality was not an acceptable behavior among the Israelites. Murder was against the law of God. Honoring one's father and mother was something every Israelite was expected to do. Let us notice that the Ten Commandments address life on earth. And when we focus upon the teachings of Jesus Christ and those of his apostles, we will also find numerous places where Christians are taught about living acceptably before our God. Take the Sermon on the Mount that's recorded in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. Much of what Jesus teaches is about a disciple's earthly conduct. He places an emphasis not only on our behavior, but also on a disciple's motives that leads to any behavior. We need not read far into any of the New Testament before we find instructions that guide our earthly journey. God did not leave us on our own to determine what kind of a life would be obedient to him. He left the truth of his will in written form for us to follow. This world is a better place when there is no adultery, lying, stealing, coveting, murdering, or gossiping. It is a better life we live when we refuse to slander or get our revenge by paying back evil for evil. This earthly journey is a blessing when we love instead of hate, forgive instead of resent, pay our debts, practice hospitality, and give honor to whom honor is due. It is a far better life for everyone when we live following the commandments of Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. Has Jesus brought you into this better way of living? We pray that he has. And if not, we pray through our word today, you will seek to be in relationship with the Heavenly Father through his Son Jesus, securing for yourself the hope of eternal life and the better way of living now.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life.
living sacrifice.
Knowing it's the least that I can do,
make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice.
Knowing it's the least that I can do,
make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.